Welcome to The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, featuring John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I love being around them.
Get involved by phone at 713-780-3776. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, the kings of Houston sports radio, John and Lance.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Aaron, and off we go on this Wednesday morning. We got a nice morning for you. We're going to talk some NBA basketball as the beard returns.
Yeah.
Are you excited about it?
No.
What do you mean you're not excited?
No, I'm excited about the game. I don't care about James. I mean,
how do you think he gets received?
Okay. Well, I'm excited about it. I guess that's not the word that I'm looking for. I'm more curious. I'm excited about the Rockets trying to. Look, this is an unlikely win here. If you can somehow pull off a game where you know James wants to put it on the Rockets, there's no question about it. He'll probably try. He'll always try on offense. He'll probably try a little bit on defense. And then
why? For who? For what?
Well, they are in a back-to-back. Kevin Durant, just look at the matchup here. It's a tough matchup for the Rockets. So in that sense, I'm really excited to see if the Rockets are able to pull off an incredible upset. Honestly, I mean that's what's exciting to me.
Is it an upset when one team is the hottest team in basketball?
Still,
and the other team is on the road for a back to back.
Let me see if the Rockets are favored.
Well, yeah, they should be. Let's see.
You might be right. Let me check real quick. I'll see
the Nets coming in here.
Let's see what the number
tonight.
Is.
I've got the Brooklyn Nets -7. So that's a slight favorite.
Slight favorite. I'm curious to see the reaction of James. I think it's going to be.
What would you do?
What do you mean?
Boo or cheer?
Neither. I'm not that guy.
No, you're not booing. So I'm not a booer either. But
if I was, probably cheer.
You would?
Probably, yeah.
I would boo.
James took you to two Western Conference Finals, was a perennial MVP. He is probably the second best player, in my opinion, to ever be a Houston Rocket. Hard to boo that, you know? I get the way he went out, I didn't like. The other stuff is just anyone boo Bagwell and Biggio for not coming through in the playoffs in different spots. James came through in the playoffs more than Bagwell and Biggio, if you look at the totality.
Did either of them put on fat suits and get out of here, right, when they got tough?
No, no. I mean that's the part that I think is the actionable. But I understood him wanting to get out of a team that he knew couldn't win anymore. My problem is he was a big part of the reason. Like, Bagwell and Biggio didn't chase all the coaches and players away because they were being divas. You know what I mean? I mean, no, that's the part that bothers me about James.
They were great locker room guys
as opposed to
James.
That's my big problem with James. But most people don't care as much. They care about the basketball stuff. They don't care as much about the background stuff like we do.
Well, except, what do you mean the background stuff like we do? It was a major, major component in them not winning.
They won 65.
They won 65. That's great. Okay.
You think it's a major component in them not getting to a NBA championship?
No. James was a major. Elimination James is real.
Yeah.
There's no question.
So is Elimination Bagwell. He was terrible in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I mean, I couldn't even stand to watch him. It was like he and Biggio, but that doesn't make me think less. I would cheer for him in a heartbeat.
But Elimination Bagwell did not destroy the team because of ego, and that's my biggest attitude.
That will always be the issue that I have with James Harden. I'll never forget that. I think a lot of fans, though, a lot higher percentage, don't care as much about that and don't know all those details. We talk about it on Sports Talk Radio. A lot of people don't listen to Sports Talk Radio. They know James is a perennial MVP candidate. Hard to be upset about a guy who scores 30 a game for your team. Like, that's, he's in rarefied air as one of the great scorers in the history of the sport. It's just the truth. I mean, he's a better pure scorer than Dream was. You know, he just wasn't the complete player that Dream was. So, yeah, I think it's going to be overwhelming cheering for James Harden. I think it will be overwhelming cheering. And James Harden tried to get out of Houston. James Harden did not have beef with the city of Houston at all. I've never heard him say anything negative. He comes back here for his parties. He comes back here. I think he wants to live here when he's done. Like, James never badmouthed the city of Houston or did anything like that. He just, you know, did what he needed to do to get out of here. I don't have a lot of respect for that. It's well documented. I don't think I need to keep going into it. I know you don't have respect for it. I don't like the way that other stuff goes down. I don't like some of the character, basketball character of James. I think sometimes he can be a low character person based on a lot of stuff I know. But as a basketball player, that guy's phenomenal. But he'll always have that hill that he has to climb and get over. Last year he couldn't do it. He was, well, he's hurt. James is hurt. James has had excuses built in for him, but we're at a point now where this has happened so much for him now that if he can't win this year, now it'll be, well, no Kyrie. I mean, it's just James. And how can you win with two of the greatest scorers in the history of basketball? It's almost impossible.
What?
You got James.
You got to have three.
How is he going to win without LeBron or Steph Curry?
Yeah.
It's impossible.
That's right. No. He won't be able to. But apparently, there's a plant-based vaccine. Plant-based vaccine that Kyrie is thinking about. So
Kyrie at some point, people are not really talking about him that much right now. That's got to be killing him. I mean, it's got to be
killing him. What? Drama around Kyrie. I mean, there are people that are just, you know, just drama laden. Yeah. Kyrie has always,
he's not alive drama. If there's not drama. Yeah. I've been married to someone in the past, not now, who they're weird. Like, you might have friends like that, exes, whatever, where they're not alive if they don't have some type of drama in their life. And I mean that seriously.
Yeah.
They feel like they're alive if there's stuff that they can focus on and talk about and drama. I completely agree with you. Kyrie definitely falls in that category where if he doesn't have drama in his life, I mean, we can go back to Cleveland, then to Boston, then with the Nets, then with everything surrounding the social justice stuff, and then on to the Capitol storming, and then on to the vaccine stuff, and then, you know, the flat earth stuff. Just there's always something with him.
Who else? Who? What other athletes?
That has to have drama? Rodman was one for sure.
Okay.
Rodman was two. Rodman won the phony. Necessarily.
Okay. Who else?
Ricky Gutierrez.
What? Ricky Gutierrez?
No.
Brooks
Raley.
Terrell Owens.
Yeah, T.O. was definitely
Antonio
like
Antonio Brown.
Okay, receivers.
All receivers.
Because this is going to take the whole segment if we go through that.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, Antonio Brown. I think Antonio Brown.
No,
you think he needs it?
Always, yes.
Yeah, but it's been real quiet for the last year. Until this vaccine card thing popped up, and that's not him looking for drama. That's him just trying to avoid.
He got a crayon out and said, "I am vaccinated," and then and he showed it.
What have you heard about him over the last 7 months? I haven't heard anything since he's been with Tom Brady.
He had a million before that. I mean, come on.
Well, I think, yeah. But I mean,
so we had a seven-month reprieve until now, until he's got more drama now. I mean, they're drama queens, Kyrie.
Look at that. Your boy Kenny Pickett is drama. That's why he shouldn't be up for the Heisman. Should be Matt Corral. I can't. I'm not going to do this again, Dusty.
Dusty.
You're not going to bait. You're not going to goad me and troll me into an argument about a quarterback with 4,200 passing yards.
Get off that.
You're still going to get paid if Corral doesn't get
Corral
a go to the.
Train.
You're
you
still going to be his marketing
train,
rep
brother.
If he doesn't get a go to the Heisman ceremony. Who else are some drama guys? And I mean pure drama. Like, Kyrie is probably the worst I can ever think
Kevin
of.
Kevin Durant's a drama guy. He's always got... what are you doing arguing with kids in their basement?
Here's where I differ. He's into drama. I mean, he gets into that stuff because he's sensitive. I don't think he seeks out drama for the sake of drama. I just think his sensitivity leads to it. I think Kyrie doesn't feel like life's not really worth even living if people aren't talking about you and you don't have something that you can hyper focus on. He's maybe the worst I've ever seen, actually. Now, I'm trying to think of people who Rodman got where he was like that.
He's always got to start.
It's not
there's always got to be
something about me
somewhere.
Can I? Yeah, there's always got to be something about me. Who else are guys like that? I mean, well, I'm sure there's
over the last year, Deshaun has become a drama guy. That's all there is. That's all
I think I don't think he wants it.
Well, I don't care if he wants
it. I think Kyrie wants
it. That's all there
is. Who are people who want it? Yeah. Like, sometimes I feel like John Bones Jones is, but he just gets himself in trouble. So I don't think a lot of guys want it. Conor McGregor, maybe.
Oh, yeah, Conor McGregor.
Conor McGregor is the guy that I think wants it. There's some that it finds them. But
he'll punch
I think,
an old man in the face just to get some. Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's a combination. In Houston, we've been lucky not to have. I don't think James is that guy. James likes to keep it low profile. James likes to stay low pro.
Brandon Whedon was a little like that.
Yeah, Brandon Whedon.
Yep.
You could see.
Yep.
You could see the weed dog, as we used to call him, out on the golf course.
Weed dog.
Weed dog.
That wasn't what we called him.
Oh.
We called him Long. Dude could hit it a mile.
I don't think Barkley. I think drama found Barkley. Did Barkley seek out drama? Maybe a little bit.
Maybe so.
Maybe a little bit in his early. You got to remember, we're talking about basketball playing Charles. But even right now, though, he's not afraid to.
Oh no,
he's not afraid to jump into unpopular topics.
No, and yeah, no, and take unpopular stances that. You know, but James, he's Teflon. That dude is just Teflon. It doesn't matter what he says. It never matters what Charles says, because he's going to get away with it. There's no question about that.
Right.
Hey, so Tim McMahon is going to join us. We'll talk a little NBA later. So we got James coming into town. So that's a big deal on a 6-game win streak. And maybe, I don't know. We'll talk about this on the other side. Do you agree or disagree? Jay Williams this morning says, for the first time in a long time, the Western Conference is the inferior conference. We'll get into that on the other side.
I see they're making us believe in some teams we're not used to believing in the East.
Maybe. I don't know. Well, the top two, we can break that down on the other side. How about we got the 12 days of giving as well. You get into the Christmas spirit during our 12 days of giving. On the third day, we'd like to give back to the Center of Pursuit. And the center promotes the pursuit of choice, growth, and independence for adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities, autism, and or similar conditions. It's a nice deal.
Yeah.
A really, really nice deal. So here's the deal. David Gao is going to match whatever we get our listeners to donate to the Center for Pursuit. Up to $500 he's going to match. So that's pretty cool. So go to ESPN975.com/12days and donate today. And let's get this up there and make David Gao pay. Let's make him pay. That'll be totally sweet. So head to ESPN975.com/12days to make your donation to Center for Pursuit now. No donation will go unnoticed. All right, taking one here. You got any thoughts on James coming in? You're more than welcome. 713-780-3776.
Yeah, how are you going to do it? Are you if you're gone, are you booing? If you would go, even if you're not going.
Yeah, what would you do?
Would you boo would you cheer James?
Yeah, because I'm interested. I know I would do neither. I'm like you, but I would boo. If I had to do one or the other, would boo.
You're a known hater.
That's not it. We can talk about it more on the other side. But right now, I want you to know, hey, why don't you get to the game? The Rockets are on a 6-game win streak. James Harden and Kevin Durant and the first place Brooklyn Nets are coming to town tonight. You can't miss this matchup. James is back. You get to say and tell James what you think of him at Toyota Center tonight. So grab your tickets at Rockets.com for this almost sold-out game. This will be the biggest crowd of the year at Toyota Center. Unless, you know what, they keep on winning and going down the stretch. And I don't know. This is a lot more fun and exciting team of late, isn't it? Over the last couple of weeks, how much fun has this been? So they're winning. James is in town. Time to go. Go to Rockets.com. That's Rockets.com. Rockets, Nets, Toyota Center tonight. We'll see you there.
G'day, mates. This is Sam Windsor of the Houston Sabercats. When I'm not playing rugby, I'm listening to John and Lance on the bench. Go Sabercats.
Hey, Maestro Dobel. These are my friends who make the phenomenal tequila. It's 11 generations of tequila makers in Tequila, Mexico, which I didn't even know that was a thing. 100% blue agave is the standard. And what they make are just tremendous varietals of tequila. And I didn't even realize there were this many. I knew about the silver and the reposado. I guess I'd, you know, heard talk about the añejo. I couldn't even remember if I'd ever had that. And then all of a sudden, I really got more into the tequilas. And then I found Maestro Dobel. Wow. The añejo is phenomenal. The añejo, the añejo, the extra añejo, and the reposado are charcoal filtered, and they become the Cristalino, and that's another variety. Theirs is called the Diamante, and the Diamante has a delicious flavor. It's a very clean finish, very smooth. I think you're going to love it if you love sipping tequilas. If you're a tequila fan, make sure that you visit a liquor store and go find the Maestro Dobel product. It's phenomenal for sipping or for your favorite margaritas or your favorite cocktails. Maestro Dobel.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Seven 16 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. What do you think of James coming back to town? And what do you think of what's going on right now in the NBA? And this hasn't happened in forever. I mean, how long has it been? Obviously, the Bucks were the best team last year, right?
I always think it's your best. Same thing with college football. I always think it's your best four. Whoever your best four are, that's the measure. You know, I think everything should be about the best four. I'm not a big fan of expanding to this, that, and the other. But when you look at the best four, yeah, it is the East. And you know why? It's because the Lakers and Clippers are not the factors they've been in the past. And right now, we're going to give the Lakers the pass because that's what everyone's going to do. Because the assumption is LeBron will eventually get together. Anthony Davis will. But I'm telling you, I don't know that having Russell Westbrook on a team is ever helpful anymore, ever to anyone.
Yeah, 24 last night. They beat the Celtics.
He'll always have points. He'll always have rebounds. He'll always have assists. They won 117-102. They were a start-to-finish team. Well, LeBron is not false positive now.
Are you sure COVID? That the Nets, Bulls, Bucks, and Heat...
Now go look at the four in the West.
Are better than the Warriors, Suns. I don't know that anybody's better than the Warriors right now.
I like the three. I don't love Memphis at four.
Yeah, Memphis at four is a problem.
But
the Clippers are right behind them, and the Mavs are
well, the top two. So the Nets and Bulls to me are not going to be on the same level as the Suns and Warriors. I think the Suns and Warriors are maybe on a little different level. But then you got the Bucks, who are the defending champs. I think it's pretty even. I think it's a pretty even matchup. What's interesting is once you get beyond that, you got the Wizards and Philadelphia 76ers, the Charlotte Hornets, Cleveland. You've got 10 teams who have winning records. The 11th team, the Knicks, are 12-12. Look at the Western Conference. Hot boo-boo.
Yeah, man. No. Well, the usual suspect, Denver, down at 11-12. Mavs at 11-12.
Have you seen
the Clippers 13-12?
You know, there's talk about Luka being out of shape. Luka looks a lot heavier than he did when he just 2 years ago when he was in the bubble. Luka is not right now. There's a little disappointment in Luka, and you know we
you
saw
all
some
that money
diva-like
you'd be partying too.
Well, you know some you know that diva-like stuff we started reading about last year, where he had issues with people on the staff. And he, of course, he was made out to be the good guy. The other guy was the bad guy. But I'm not sure that Luka is not going to be a little bit of a problem over there for the Mavs.
Well, what turns into a problem is when you don't win at the highest level, when you're one of the best players in the league.
Yeah.
And you don't feel like you have enough support, and you're making bad decisions. I mean, it can create a bad situation.
You know the
situation.
Difference though. James continued to play at a high level. Well, James had. Daryl kept putting a person here, a person there. Like they had stuff. That has not been the case with Dallas. But Luka needs to keep himself at a ready clip physically and mentally. You look at the Mavericks, Nuggets, Wolves, and Blazers, all of them with losing records. Spurs are not, you can't even mention the Spurs in the same.
Hey, Luka's even said, I got to get in better condition.
Yeah, he's not. He's not in good shape.
Yeah.
He's just not in good shape. But Clippers, I'm not buying into the Clippers anymore. They're just name, and there's no Kawhi. Lakers, I think the Lakers will eventually be there. But
I don't know.
Who do you get beyond the fifth team in the West? Warriors, Suns, Jazz are perennials now. They're going to be there.
The Nuggets are usually a perennial.
The Nuggets have been. You would expect the Nuggets and Lakers.
That's probably one of the most disappointing. The Clippers should... are going to be up there probably.
That's going to be, I don't know, maybe. That's going to be six teams that I think have a. How many teams have a chance to win the West?
Two.
You think that's it?
Yeah. I don't think the Lakers are a real contender.
I still give the Jazz a shot. Every year I give the Jazz a puncher's chance.
What do they do every year?
Lakers a puncher's chance.
They bow out in six against
yeah, but I'm still going to give them. I mean, they're always good.
They're always good, but you said win the West.
You know who used to be like that? The Utah Jazz with Stockton and Malone. It wasn't until much later in their career that they started to become major factors when the Rockets aged themselves out of it.
Right.
I still think the Jazz, you know, that's the assist you talked about. An alley-oop in hockey?
Yeah.
Is that what you were talking about?
No. He was behind the net and he flipped it.
Yeah. And the other guy hit it in. It was an alley-oop.
It was almost stick above the shoulder for the guy who scored the goal.
Oh, is that illegal? You
know, watch. He's behind the net. He picks up the puck and he just flips it to the guy who.
It was an alley-oop.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like a softball pitch.
Wow. What an unbelievable play. Easily distracted, clearly.
No, but that you got to watch that, people.
So don't believe in the Mavericks. Don't believe in the T-Wolves. Frankly, don't believe in the Grizzlies. But they're playing better, and they're an upwardly mobile team. So I have to factor them in. But I still see some dogs in the West at the back end. But I don't know that they are better than the East. Honestly, Milwaukee, Brooklyn. I think the East is deeper in the middle, probably because the 76ers are there. But, man, Golden State and Phoenix, I mean, how can you fade them? The Warriors now with Steph is back. He's feeling comfortable. Klay Thompson's going to be back in a couple weeks. And then the Suns are built to last because Chris Paul is that player that so many teams need. And when the Rockets had him, he set they had a career best. The Rockets were never better other than dream championship years and, frankly, probably the first championship year. There's probably never been a more complete, better Rockets team than what PJ and James and, you know, Trevor Ariza and Chris Paul. Chris Paul made that team into what they were. He took them to another level. That's the thing that pisses me off about James. He just can't coexist with other big personalities.
And he wasn't all in. He was still doing... You know, his James stuff on jumping in between games on private jets to wherever, down to Mexico or whatever, instead of, you know, he would just, it just seemed, I don't know. He was a great, great, great player. I don't think there's any question. You know, the Rockets are starting to blow this thing. You know, as we sit right now, they're all of a sudden, they're the fifth worst, instead of the worst record in the NBA.
They got seven wins.
They're the fifth worst record in the NBA and just a game behind the Spurs for... sixth worst record in the NBA.
They got seven
They're
wins.
Starting to ruin this.
How many wins do the Texans have?
Oh, the Texans have two.
Mm-hmm. Who do you think will get to eight wins first? The Rockets or the Texans?
I don't think the Texans get to eight wins next year. From right now, will the Texans have eight wins in 2 years? In 2 years of football, right, will they have eight wins?
So they need six wins from here out. No.
No.
I think five would be a great year for them. I think five means David Culley's the coach of the year next year.
According to Nick Caserio, we're not sure that David Culley will be around anymore. How about the question was posed to him about Culley this offseason?
Well, but he's evasive.
He wouldn't give him any.
Oh, you mean Nick Caserio wouldn't answer a question?
Well, but please. I mean, you hired him. You gave him a. Well, doesn't Culley have a five-year deal? Does he have a five-year deal?
No,
four-year deal?
I think it was just 8 months.
No, it's not 8 months. Is it? What is it? 5 years.
No.
He's got a five-year deal.
There's no way the whole thing's guaranteed.
Coach Culley has a five-year deal.
Who are these dumbasses doing these deals over there?
He will not commit to next year? That's a little disrespectful to our coach, okay?
What?
That's a
little. No, it's not. It's a smart thing.
No, it's a little.
5 years?
5 years.
I'm reading this.
Yeah.
Or how many years are guaranteed? Two?
No. What do you mean? How many years? He's got a 5-year deal. They're gonna have to buy him out for like $40 million. How about that?
No, he's not making that much. $40 million.
No.
This isn't a college coach.
No.
This is an NFL coach. They're poor.
They can't afford.
They're not college. Remember when college you used to go to pros like because you thought it was the best football and you wanted to, which it is, but you wanted to, you know, you made more money. Now it's like I don't want to take a pay cut to leave college and go to the pros. Lincoln, would you like to go coach Cleveland?
No. For what?
For what? Uh-huh. No, I don't want to go coach Cleveland. Shut up. And if you ask me that again, would you like to go coach Jacksonville? It appears as though the Texans could be open. Is this something that you might consider, Coach Saban? No, all right? There's no way. I don't want to coach the Texans, all right? No. We could beat the – we're a four-point favorite against the Texans right now. I mean, here's the thing. I get that football people and coaches will fight you, and typically I would too, if you make any kind of comment about, hey, this college team could beat a pro team. Now, this year there are no college teams that have that full. But let's just go back to like a couple years ago, Alabama. And I don't know if Tua's really good enough to do that.
Well, I don't know. Tua's playing better now.
He's playing better. I want you to look at this Texans roster. Okay, they're pro players. Well, Alabama's got a lot of pro players, too. And they're going to be drafted high.
They're not pros yet, though.
Are they better than Jonathan Greenard?
Not right now, no. Jonathan Greenard is more.
He's 2 years removed from Florida, where he was a third-round, fourth-round pick.
Yeah.
But he just magically has become this unstoppable force.
No, but he's got a couple of years of NFL training.
Would he be a first rounder right now if he came out?
As is right now?
No.
No, probably not. Would he be able to?
Name the Texan that would be a first rounder if they could leave right now, their bodies right now, and go into the draft and they were 22. Name the Texans who would go in the first.
That could, right now.
If they were 22.
If they were 22, Brandon Cooks would be a first round.
Nobody on the offensive line. Brandon Cooks, if he could go in right now, would be like Elijah Moore. So, yeah. Elijah was a second rounder. Or was he late first?
Titus Howard might still be a first rounder.
Ooh.
Laramie Tunsil would be a first rounder.
Be a first rounder if he could be 22 years old.
Yes.
Nobody on defense. Zero people. Zach Cunningham wouldn't be a first rounder. Zach Cunningham would be a third rounder.
Oh, no. Jack Cunningham is a starting middle linebacker that's actually led the league in tackles.
Zach Cunningham
was a second rounder. Why would he turn into a third now?
Because he's not as good as you think he was.
Oh, I don't know.
Getting tackles on a bad team that where the front line doesn't play well, what difference does that make?
Malik Collins.
I'm trying to think of where this talent is. Like, what's the talent that would even be first or second round picks? A team like Bama typically, or Ohio State or whatever, they're going to typically have a lot of first and second round players.
Cheap, but again, it's men and boys. There's a big difference with NFL training in a couple years. Just like there's a big difference from going from high school to college.
I hear you. Just look at the Texans. You've watched them play football. You know who these players are.
Do you really see
a big difference?
Well,
like the training of Charlie Heck is just somehow going to. Do you believe the training of Justin Britt or what's his name, the center? Do you believe these undrafted free agents are really better than younger first and second round talent?
Well, yeah, I think Camu Grugier-Hill would wreak havoc on them. Yes, I do. I do. Again, it's men and boys. This is an age old argument. There's a big difference.
But this Texans team, I hear what you're saying, and theoretically you're right. If you're not, you can be a man and not be skilled. Guess how many boys would kick the asses of men in a basketball game? Tons, because they're just more talented. Just because you're you're bigger and if you're not as skilled, now this is a physical sport.
That's
so
right.
I get it.
There's more physical. There's a lot more physicality.
So with that said. Do you believe, and this is not a great year for offensive lines, but with that said, do you see what are these grown men on the Texans defensive front going to just wreak havoc on a very good offensive line on Evan Neal? How can these guys, Jedrick Wills, go from 1 year he plays at Alabama, the next year he's on first team all rookie team. Tristan Wirfs is like third team all pro. Really? Are we really sure they can't transition that quickly to being now all of a sudden, what are they, grown men because they have 1 year in the league? What I'm just telling you is the Texans would not be a big favorite against. Now, this is once again, there's just not a superstar team this year. There just isn't. And I can't really make the case This is more what football usually looks like. This is pretty rare to see the Clemsons and Alabamas and even the LSU that one year who have cranked out that much NFL talent. That's actually rare historically. But when you look at college football, it's usually more like this where, if there's not a great quarterback at Michigan, you can say what you want. Michigan's one of the top. Yeah, but Alabama's got holes in them. Georgia, Stetson Bennett, really. Like, I can't really make any kind of claims about any team this year in college football. But
Mac Jones's Alabama team is another
Mac story. Mac Jones, now, but they didn't have the pass rush and stuff like that. But if you took one of those Alabama teams, maybe the one with Jerry Jeudy, Henry Ruggs, Devontae Smith.
Yeah.
Devontae Smith.
That went from Najee, Hurts to Tua.
Najee Harris. Yeah, that went to Tua. Year after it was Tua. The year Tua came out, he had Devontae Smith, Henry Ruggs, Jerry Jeudy, Najee Harris, Jedrick Wills, all first rounders. Jedrick Wills, the big boy who tore his knee up, offensive lineman. You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, Leatherwood.
Alex Leatherwood, but no, the center who I'm blanking out on, who is a really good player, went to Philadelphia. He's back now. He tore his ACL in the playoffs. Just go through that team, all these first rounders, and then you look at these Texans. Like, I feel like they get some. I feel like the Texans would struggle to cover those three wide receivers. Ruggs, Smith, and Jeudy.
Yeah, but this Texans offense would just run roughshod.
Right down the field.
732 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776 is the number. Art, we are not going to do this about Coach Cully, okay? We are not going to do what you want us to do. So there's something there. We do have to talk about a little bit about what went on with the Texans yesterday. We'll do that on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. TGS.
TGS Insurance is the company that you text the word money to 232323. And what happens is they will, they're able to shop a variety of A-rated insurance companies all at once. And what would take you hours, honestly, on the phone to get through five of them, it would probably take you 2 hours. I've been through the whole process now more than ever with all the automated systems that are such a pain. What happens now is you have the opportunity to text the word money to 232323. And TGS Insurance, their system, they have an algorithm that can quickly... they can receive quotes within seconds from a variety of A-rated companies. And so within 15 seconds, you're going to have a firm quote on your homeowner's insurance. Do you know how many people overpay for insurance on a regular basis? And it's because they stick with the same company for years and years and years. And what happens is there's incremental, rate changes, and you end up paying way too much. The average savings is $900 annually. And that comes with people who simply don't shop for homeowner's insurance. Shop today by texting the word money to 232323. That's TGSinsurance.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey, time for me to talk right now about my peeps over at Hoops and the best sporting goal equipment that you can possibly have. And they've got everything you could possibly need. The installation is second to none. They'll stencil your driveway to make a free throw line and a lane. They will stencil your child's name to the stanchion. They will do everything that just that it goes up and down, that you can raise and lower the goal, it makes it much better than any goal because the kids can't enjoy it like they want to. And when you go to the website at produnkhoops.com, what you're going to see is all the kids dunking because that's the most fun, Dad. Kids want to dunk. Kids want to have fun. And your kids are little and unathletic. So here's the deal is it'll be easy for them to actually have fun and be outside and not on the TV, watching TV or playing video games. They'll be outside playing basketball, Dad, because it'll be fun. It's at produnkhoops.com. Best goal ever, produnkhoops.com.
Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, quick segment here. We are giving once again to the Center for Pursuit this morning. Go to ESPN975.com/12days and donate. And it's really a really good cause. It's for adults with intellectual development. developmental disabilities, autism, or similar conditions. So let's raise some money today. David Gow will match the first $500. ESPN975.com/12days. Tyrod Taylor out, torn ligaments in his wrist. It was his left wrist. Coach Cully on Sunday, well, he wasn't able to grip the ball, so we couldn't put him in there. Well, it was his left wrist, not his right wrist. But I guess gripping the ball is kind of important with your left wrist as well. Did you see Joe Burrow, how much pain he was in and he was playing with that thumb? His pinky. Anyway, so he just throwing the ball was excruciating. This was a little different. Tyrod Taylor had his helmet on. He was ready to go in. I don't think Tyrod Taylor was like, time to take me out, coach. He wanted to play. The play on the field dictated that it was Davis Mills time.
It was literally terrible. And I got news for you. Davis Mills looks terrible, too. It doesn't matter. Terrible is terrible. I mean, the fact that they threw a third-round pick with all those needs at a quarterback, and now people say, well, that's backup quarterbacks. Well, you draft backup quarterbacks. That really? You looked at this roster and thought, you know where we need to start? Let's find a backup quarterback. Let's see if we can find a backup quarterback that maybe can be a starter. No, go get the best player available on the board. You sucked. What shows you is a potential misevaluation.
With Davis Mills?
Yeah, because you had massive amounts of needs. And you chose to go quarterback that your fallback option is him being a backup. That's not, you know, with an early pick in the third, those picks have value. On bad teams, those are starters. On good teams, they're good backups who become eventual starters. It didn't make sense on a bad lineup to target a quarterback at that particular spot. It didn't make sense, especially when you knew you were going to be bad. And so I just think Nick. Now, the draft overall, Brevin Jordan, not sure. He may end up being a player.
Nico Collins,
you know. But I thought Nico Collins was a second-round talent. So I loved what they did with Nico Collins. Roy Lopez has played a little better than I expected. Yeah. I think he's a rotational defensive tackle. You know, I don't think he's a starter on a good team. But he's a guy that has been a pretty good draft pick so far.
Anybody else?
Wallow, nothing so far.
Well, he got to play. Did you see he's actually on defense last week?
No. I was in Chicago, thankfully. We didn't have – this is going to surprise you. They did not, for whatever reason, they did not have the Texans game against the Colts
on the national feed
in Chicago.
Well, you could have gone to a bar and maybe there would be a TV in the corner that might have had that game on. It was the Colts. I mean, people have fantasy Fred Taylor,
Jonathan Taylor?
Jonathan Taylor.
I got into an argument yesterday with the guy who's this big Texans cheerleader, and his whole thing was he had the video of Ronnie yelling at the owner suite, and this guy said, "Ha ha, these MFs think that this guy that this is Cal's fault instead of the freaky quarterback who you know bailed on the team or whatever," and.
Well, they won four games with the freaking quarterback.
That was my point. They won four games, and then, hey, no one said this was going to be easy. He said, no one said this was going to be easy, but Nick is the guy they hired to get this right. So either way, you can jump on or not. Either way, we don't care. We, I guess, meaning?
Texan fans.
Okay.
Because we're anti-Texans.
Oh, okay. And so what I said was, the point I made was, I went to that 2017 Colts camp, and the talent level on that roster was similar to this one. I mean, they were in shambles. They were a terrible team. Ryan Gregson did a terrible job. I think the talent level was similar to what you have. There were just a bunch, except here's the difference. They had Anthony Costanzo at left tackle. You have Laremy Tunsil at left tackle, so it's similar there. But they had Andrew Luck, even though he didn't even play the next year. They at least knew they had him. But for the most part, you were pretty much a mess on offense and on defense. They did have T.Y. Hilton. You have Brandon Cooks, but T.Y. was better. The difference was Ballard didn't have a good first draft, and I don't think Nick Cassero had a real good first draft, but Nick didn't have as much to work with, and he got a couple players. Ballard got a couple players. The second year, Ballard drafted an all-pro, rookie all-pro guard in Quentin Nelson and a rookie of the year all-pro in Darius Leonard. Both of those guys are perennial Pro Bowlers now. He traded for DeForest Buckner. He drafted Jonathan Taylor. Like, these are some. He drafted Michael Pittman. He's hitting some big, big home runs. Nick Caserio, I'm telling you, Nick cannot miss on first rounders. He's going to hit like Rick Smith did, honestly.
It's interesting. Well, he
I'm not a draft
down.
Expert.
Well, you got to be a draft expert.
I'm not a draft expert.
Yes, you need to be a draft expert.
Hope you are.
Okay, we hope you change your attitude about that. On the other side, we can talk about this. William wants to get in here on this conversation as well. The Killer Bees had a really nice conversation yesterday about trading down or keeping your pick. So, and Quentin Nelson was brought up about that.
Okay.
You know, sometimes you get pretty, you know, it happens and it works out really, really well. And sometimes you pass on really, really good players and it'll cost you. So it's an interesting conversation whether or not the Texans should trade down or they should just
And I'm going to tell you why Quentin Nelson was, and I'm going to show you something here during the break. Why Quentin Nelson was as important as he was, a guard. Why drafting him instead of Roquan Smith is a move that the Texans should make 10 days out of 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to do with culture.
All right, well, we will do that on the other side. But first, what we're going to talk about right now is Aqueduct Plumbing. Those are our peeps. We love Billy. We love what Billy's doing over there. We love Mary is so much fun. I don't want to laugh at Mary, but you're probably going to talk to Mary and she's got a lot of interesting stories. Ask Mary about some interesting stories and stuff that she's done over the years. And there is some interesting stuff. We heard some great stories from them. But you got any kind of issue whatsoever, repiping, how about water pressure problems, foundation issues or cracking, weird noises when you turn on the water, running out of hot water, that's a tankless water heater. But you might have to repipe too. If you've got an older house and you've got the copper piping, you don't want Listen, if you didn't have a problem with the last freeze, you're going to have one soon. Trust me. So call 281-488-6238. They're going to come to your home, and they're going to give you a free on-site estimate. And they're going to do all the work, too.
Yep, thebenchplumbing.com, thebenchplumbing.com. No job is too big, and no job is too small. Thebenchplumbing.com, at your disposal.
This is Jose Altuve, and you're listening to John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by Gulf Coast Chevrolet, Witt, and GMC.
Hey, guys, Cars for Kids, doing a great thing. They're helping younger people who have issues with learning in school get a second chance at a diploma by removing some of those barriers and obstacles. They work with Houston Can Academy, and Houston Can Academy does a great job of that. They fund Houston Can Academy, the Cars for Kids do, by your donations of your car, your truck, your motorcycle. Whether it's running or not running, they don't care. They'll come out there, they'll haul it off, and you have a chance to have to do something nice for someone else. You get that junk off your property. You get a tax write off, so you can write off the car and not the kid. Do it before the end of the year, and you get the tax write off for this year. They also give you a $50 Visa gift card when you mention you heard about it on ESPN 97.5. But now is your opportunity to get rid of that vehicle and do it today. Go to carsforkids.org and go through the process online of setting up them to come out and pick up your vehicle. Right off the car, not the kids. carsforkids.org.
Patrolling the Houston sports radio scene for 20 years. Well, minus a few years where Lance took a little detour. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, it's 7:48 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance and you at 713-780-3776. We've been talking a lot about the Texans. I know that's a problem. I get that's a problem.
Well, we want them to get better.
You know, the only conversations, though, that you have, and, I mean, everybody wants to talk about Carlos Correa. Everybody wants to talk about what the Astros are going to do about it. That's it. You get on the street. We are lightning rods for this because, people see us and with our job and everything else. But do you ever get, hey, what about the Texans? Do you ever get that? I mean, other than your foot NFL buddies.
I mean, no. Well, what do you mean, what about the Texans? About the Texans? They're a mess.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's usually how about the Texans? I mean, it's just.
Well, so I've been at, like, neighborhood functions with guys I don't see as much, and they bring up Texans. What's going on with the Texans? Like, You know, stuff like that.
You know who it's still asked about is Easterby. He is still
Yes, I get asked about that.
It's unbelievable. It is that he is a that he
or Cal.
Is still,
people talk about Cal.
Yeah, well, that's unfortunate. That Easterby, because there's nothing we can do about Cal, and there's really, I guess, there's nothing we can do about Easterby either, because he's Cal's right hand and he's on the field and he's jogging off the field the other day like he, you know, like they had just won the game. He's running off the field to get to the locker room so he could get to all the guys and talk to the guys in the locker room. He was, oh my goodness.
Hey guys, I wanted to come in here before y'all get too down or hang your heads about getting shut out in a professional football game and getting beat 62-3 in two games by the Colts. I want to say that there is a force higher than us, above us, Cal and Hannah, who have a plan for you. They have a plan for us and a plan for you. And I think that you need to remember that this is bigger than all of us, okay? And what we do on this day is not going to define us in his eyes, capital H. So I think we all need to remember that. Be a heavenly person today. All right? Don't worry about blocking and tackling. That's not going to matter on Judgment Day, blocking and tackling. Gaining yards, scoring points, that ain't going to matter at all. That's not going to matter. How many points did you score? That's irrelevant. And I tell Cal that. I tell him every day, Cal, scoring points and stopping people from scoring, that ain't getting you into the pearly gates, okay? So none of this matters. Let's all get extensions, and let's just be the best people we can be. Stopping guys, getting yards, not throwing interceptions, completing passes to wide receivers. That ain't going to get you a trip to heaven. So what does this all matter? It
Shout
doesn't.
Out to the fish.
Oh,
Jack, I get all that, but our job is to get yards, stop people, tackle, throw to receivers.
I was on with Barry Laminack yesterday. No, not Warner. Barry Laminack yesterday on his podcast. I just retweeted if you want to watch it. He just retweeted it up. But I was on with him yesterday, and he asked about when will people have trust in the Texans again. And I honestly believe as long as Cal is the owner that that's going to be awfully difficult, unless Nick Caserio can bail him out. And you know what? Cal will be a great, great, great owner when he's out of the way and someone in his organization is making really, really good football decisions.
He's never going to be a great owner
because he won't interfere because he knows what he doesn't know. He knows what he doesn't know.
Nick Caserio.
Unfortunately, he let Bill O'Brien and Jack Easterby have the keys to the car, and they just kept running it. They couldn't even run it, get it out of the garage.
Media members, and we're not wrong for this, by the way, but I do want to acknowledge, I think media members more than anybody have brought Jack Easterby to light, and not just local, I mean national.
Yeah.
Pro Football Talk, Mike Florio, the articles in Sports Illustrated, all the people who have basically, you know, who shined a light on who Jack Easterby is and what he is and how he got here. I mean, he got here in a pretty sneaky way. You pair him with Bill O'Brien, it was almost enough to make you sick. Nick Caserio could draft well, rebuild this team, win, and people are going to start coming back out to the games, and there will be additional excitement. But I think, you know, the best way is to completely flush, and it's not going to happen, but to completely flush the system out. And to do that, Culley gone and David Culley out of here. David Culley's not a real head coach. I mean, it's a cute little thing that they're doing. He's not prepared to be a head coach.
Give him a 5-year deal.
I mean, that's ridiculous. You give him a 3-year deal.
It could have been guaranteed. It couldn't have been all
You give him a 3-year deal. But anyway, so David Culley out of here and Jack Easterby out of here. Well, all of a sudden now it feels like a reset, right? It feels like you're doing some new things. Cal can't be more in the background. It's not like he's out there talking, doing radio shows. He's not Jerry Jones. He doesn't want to be.
No.
He doesn't want the attention.
No, he's got some self-awareness. And Jack Easterby has self-awareness. Someone just asked, hey, how come I never see Jack Easterby on Soundbites anymore? Because he knew he had to get out of the spotlight. Otherwise, those paychecks wouldn't come in
Well,
anymore.
Nick also.
Yeah.
Nick ain't coming unless Jack. Nick knows, Jack, you can't be the guy.
No. Well, but Jack Easterby, as long as he's behind the scenes being Littlefinger, he's just fine. I'm just fine. I don't need to be out in the front. I don't need to be in the spotlight.
But you
I'm
can't
good.
Be. If you start Littlefingering, then Nick Caserio will get rid of you. Like Nick Caserio will get rid of Jack. He'll go to the owner and say, "You got it. Jack's got to go."
I'm not sure he has that kind of pull.
I think he does. I think Cal would say. I think Cal is tight because Jack has counseled, you know, the owner and his wife on some things, personal matters. And I get it, and that's why he's counseling them on some personal issues that were difficult for them. And Jack was there for them. And I've heard that from people close to the situation.
Okay, the question is fine. The question is, when will people trust this organization again? And I know that part of the answer is when Easterby's gone. Then when Easterby is gone,
for us,
I still won't. Yeah, listen, I will trust the organization when Easterby's gone. Nick Caserio is taking over and doing a really good job because I know Cal won't get in his way. Now there are some. Listen, it's not a horrible thing that Cal is not all that bright about football, that he's not, doesn't think he's. Look at Jerry Jones. They haven't won anything in how long because of his interference.
I'm glad he stays.
Dan Snyder. All of these owners that, they think they're so smart about football, whatever. Cal knows he's not. He'll stay out of the way. He stood out of the way of Bill O'Brien trading DeAndre Hopkins. That is the ultimate. You can't stay out of the way of that one. I wish he had a little Dan Snyder where he would say, no, that's too stupid. We're not doing that. At least, but he will stay out of the way. If Nick Caserio is smart, it's going to be a good thing. It's going to be a good thing because Cal won't interfere.
But it would be nice if Easterby wasn't there. Real quick, William, before we get to a break, you want to talk about Texans? William?
William, are you there? William's not there. All right. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number. People talking about us, talking about the Texans. It's our NFL team. Goodness gracious, it's the NFL, the biggest product in the country by far. It's not even close. And we have one of 32 teams, and we can't even talk about them. That's how awful this organization is. That's how pitiful it is. That's how, from people who love this team, and not less than, 10, 15 years ago, love the event, experience the event, to you can't even talk about them anymore. That's how bad they are. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable where this team is going. All right, time to talk right now about this Christmas and giving her the next best thing to wear and nothing at all. Guys, the naturally nude pajamas from Pajamagram, and they're the only ones that have them. Sensuous and smooth, naturally nude pajamas feel just soft on her skin. More alluring than a lingerie, the texture and touch of these pajamas so seductive that you'll both love the feel of them. Naturally nude pajamas. She'll love the feeling of wearing next to nothing, and you'll like that too. Best of all, Pajamagram does the wrapping for you with free gift packaging. Order today. Pajamagram will also include a free matching naturally nude nightie and the purchase of naturally nude pajamas. That's a free gift packaging and a free naturally nude nightie when you order today. In a year filled with the unexpected, get her something she can count on, all right? And here's what you do. Go to pajamagram.com right now. That's pajamagram.com to order naturally nude pajamas. And tell them John Granato sent you.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston.
Hello.